Do electronic or e-cigarettes help people cease smoking, or do they merely addict more and vulnerable folks to the habit? Enid Neptune, a lung expert at Johns Hopkins, says the very flavors of e-cigarettes available beg the question.
Why the bubblegum flavor? Why the cherry flavor? Why the chocolate flavor? Because these are very clearly directed towards children. Some of the data that we do have suggests that high doses of nicotine can have dramatic consequences on brain development as well as on possibly lung development. We don't have a lot of data on e-cigarettes. We don't have studies that are designed to follow users over time to determine what are the isolated consequences of their use.
The world's smallest e-cigarette has recently hit the market, and Neptune says parents and healthcare providers need to be aware of the use of these devices, which are not FDA regulated, by children. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.